Okay, we've got a couple of questions though. One that came through was, if Australian law changes to completely outlaw smacking, what do Christians do about their duty to obey the governments and authorities?
That's easy. That's easy. You have to obey God rather than men. And, you know, I think, again, that's where you break the law. Just like the disciples, they were told by the Sanhedrin, you cannot talk about Jesus anymore. And they said, well, we have to obey God rather than man and take the consequences. I think it's simple.
You see a
it
lot
may be hard. I mean, it's simple to say that, but yes, it could be very hard. But, again, don't go smacking them in front of your neighbors. In fact, this is very, I'll say this, and this is something, I'll say this, I appreciate this because whenever we had discipline, because I was a pastor, I was often up front, and I would see Jan go out the back of the church with one of the kids. She would go to the car, and they would get the smack or whatever, because they weren't sitting still or whatever, they were acting up. They'd come back in, and the kids were just fine thereafter. Their eyes were red, but, you know. and that's wise. You don't smack your kids in front of other people. That's embarrassing to them. That's demeaning to them. And I appreciate the fact that I learned that through my wife, you know, that it's a private matter between you and the child. So you don't go hitting them in public.
Yeah. One other thing on that is that you do see some kids that are threatening their parents. If you hit me, I'm going to tell people. But I think you're failing in other areas anyway if it's at that stage. So.
Yeah.
Another question. What is a good way to have family devotion?
Oh, boy. You want to come up? What's a good way to have family devotions?
Mm.
Have them.
Have them.
Again, you go at the level of the child.
Yeah.
When our children were real small, I mean, Jan always read the Bible with the kids, and we read the Bible as a family around the table. But when she would have evening devotions with the kids, because I would often be out at night as a pastor, but she was very consistent with that. She would always read the Bible, but then she had a book to their level. Like we started with Bible Pictures for Little Eyes by Ken Taylor. Just a small picture and about a little paragraph with about two or three questions at the end. Jan always read the Bible passage first. She still does this in RE. She always wants to know that the authority is coming from the Bible. But then she would, you know, read the little story, and then the questions ask them. So they're learning to listen, to have to answer, you know. But you have that level there. There was another book as they got a bit older, it was called Leading Little Ones to God, which got a bit more doctrinal. And that's probably for a five-year-old, you know, starting at that point. And so again, it was always just using tools at their age level.
Yeah.
And but start there. But the key is always praying with them, as little as they are.
Yeah.
I mean, when the kids are sitting in a high chair, or even before they're in a high chair, you know, Jan would always pray with them right there at that point, you know, before they got their milk or whatever. So there's no starting time as soon as they come home. I can still remember, and this is a long time ago, I'd hear the rocking chair, you know, rocking the baby, and she would be singing Jesus Paid It All or praying with the kids. You know, that's memory I have of my wife with our children from the time they were brought home from the hospital.
That's pretty good. That's pretty well. For all of the future mom, it's a pretty high standard.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, I like that one. I remember it. How does an adult honor their parents and the parents aren't Christians? So the wisdom and the advice they would give is 9 out of 10 times against what the Bible says. How do you go about that?
Attitude.
Yeah.
More than anything. You know, I mean, sometimes, again, often young Christian people may have a whole lot more wisdom because their parents have never followed the Lord. You know, and a person who doesn't follow the Lord is really a fool. And so you can't trust their wisdom. You have to weigh what they say in light of the Word of God. You still respect them as your parent, and you give them that element of respect. But like I said, once you've passed cutting the umbilical cord, so to speak, you don't have to obey your parents. You are now in your own. If you're still depending on them to feed you and everything else, I think that element is still there.
Yeah.
But when you've cut the cord and you're on your own, you owe them honor, but you don't have to obey them, especially if they're trying to tell you to do
that. Yeah, that's a lot of that.
Getting the foolish advice.
Yeah.
Even if it's an abusive situation?
Pardon?
Even if it's abusive?
No. I mean, abusing is wrong. Mm-hmm. You still have to respect them by virtue of the fact that they have that position given to them. Peter says, honor the king, which was Nero, the emperor. And he was a rat bag for sure, Nero. You know, I mean, he used Christians for torches, you know, for his parties. But the fact is, you still give them honor. And so there's it's honor due by virtue of the place they have given to them by God in society. But you don't take their advice, unless you have to, because it's not contrary to the word of God. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people have lost any respect for their parents because of the abuse that they've given. But it's honor for the position, not necessarily for the character of the person. Jan, you want to follow up in that anyway? Okay.
Does anyone have any other questions that, because they might have sent it to the wrong number, that they want to ask?
Or you can send it to Jan. Chief.
Any other okay. ones? No? Thank you very much for that.
Everyone find that helpful?
Just have the right number next time.
Yeah, we'll make it a little bit bigger. So, yeah,
need to get my glasses checked.
We might move into a time of one last song, and then we'll have a few announcements.